The state is closing the Gulkana River to sport fishing for king salmon. Area management biologist Mark Somerville says the closure, which takes effect June 29th, is in response to an apparently very weak Chinook return on the Copper River tributary.
Our counting tower counts are the lowest they've been since we've been running the tower. Angler reports have been mixed, but when we talk with anglers that have fished the river historically, overall catches are way down. And we feel at this point that there's enough indicators to say that the return is extremely low and that the only solution at this point is to close the fishery completely.
The sport fishing closure on the Gulkana is just the latest management move in response to a poor king run on the entire Copper River system. The annual sport fish harvest of Copper River king salmon has already been reduced from 4 to 2, and sport fishermen are restricted to taking just one king per tributary. Dip netters were banned from taking kings earlier this month, and the commercial fleet has been denied access to an area where Chinook congregate at the mouth of the Copper River. Somerville says it's unclear just how weak the run is.
It appears right now that the number of kings coming up the river will be well below 40,000, and we're hoping that it'll stay above the 24,000 mark.
24,000 is the number of fish biologists estimate are needed to meet escapement goals for the entire Copper River system. Somerville says no harvest restrictions are anticipated for the Copper River subsistence harvest at this time.